This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So every society in all of human history had differences in how women act, how women dress, how men do things. This is across and universal. So to claim that this is cultural and not from the fitrah, it goes against the experience of mankind. Therefore, point number two, there is something called masculinity. And there is something called femininity. And the Sharia requires the male to act masculine and the female to act effeminate. If a male goes out of his way to act effeminate, what is called cross-dressing, what is called, you know, transvestite, you know, drag queens, this type of stuff. If a male goes out of his way to dress like the female, or if the female goes out of her way to dress like the male, by unanimous consensus of all of the madahib, this is a kabira, a major sin, and it is Allah's la'na upon this person. We have a number of ahadith. Our Prophet ﷺ said that Allah's la'na is upon the women who imitate men, and Allah's la'na is upon the men who imitate women. Now somebody says, hold on a sec, I cannot grow a beard biologically. Hold on a sec, my voice is effeminate naturally. We say, we're not talking about what is beyond your control. We're not talking about what you cannot control. We're talking about you doing something above and beyond. You going out of your way to dress or to act in a manner that you are forcing on yourself to act like the opposite gender. We say, regardless of what society says, we have our Sharia, and our Sharia says men should act like men and talk like men and dress like men, and women should act like women and talk like women and dress like women. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. Regardless of what society says, our Sharia has this distinction. Again, to make it very clear though, some things are beyond our control, and yes, sometimes in some cultures, what might be considered masculine is considered feminine in another culture. Small list here, very small list. And it is true, the Sharia might look at this small list and say, okay, in this culture, this thing might be effeminate, and in this culture, the same thing might be masculine. Agreed. But that's a small list. You cannot use this small list to negate the overall reality that men and women act differently, dress differently, and go about their lives in a different manner. And the Sharia requires, not encourages, requires a biological male to act in the masculine manner, and requires a biological female to act and to dress in the effeminate manner. Now again, there's a gray area. Things might change a little bit in some aspects, and that's fine. But the fact that there's a little gray area doesn't change the default, which is men and women act and dress differently.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلي